Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Addison Bush. You can ignore the earlier dictation. Addison, A-D-D-I-S-O-N, Bush, B-U-S-C-H, address 680, Biggs East Highway, Biggs, California, 95917, phone 530-353-8981, ID is XXX4663, date of birth 11/20/2004, 18-year-old single student. Her insurance is Blue Cross, pharmacy is Rite Aid-Gridley. It is addressed to Dr. Anton Dotson, D-O-T-S-O-N. Below that, Anton Dunson, M.D. Below that, Allergy Associates, 145 Mission Ranch Boulevard, Suite 110, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-896-2200, fax 530-896-2209. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation for persistence of recurrent headaches following successful sinus surgery for adenoiditis and septal deviation, subparagraph history of allergic rhinitis. New paragraph, previous and remote history of recurrent and chronic anxiety disorder, subparagraph previously treated with multiple medications, including Lexapro, not necessarily with benefit by patient's report. Current complaints, vacillating episodes of recurrent cephalgia, commonly associated with clinical symptoms of lightheadedness, vertigo, subparagraph nocturnal arousals with throbbing cephalgia. New paragraph, no history of successful treatment using Tylenol. Some improvement when sleeping in a dark room for 45 minutes. Dear Dr. Dotson, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Addison Bush who was seen today for neurological evaluation accompanied by her supportive father providing additional clinical and historical information. New paragraph, as you may already know, Addison has a long-standing history of chronic anxiety disorder for which she was only partially responsive to medical intervention over a period of years, having seen a local psychiatrist with multiple medication trials. Subparagraph, her most recent medication was Lexapro, which she indicated did not resolve her anxiety disorder. New paragraph, she gives a lifelong history of anxiety when exposed to needle or immunizations that was very problematic at one time. New paragraph. Currently, she does have episodes of dysomnia where she has intractable anxiety with difficulty initiating and maintaining sleep, but not all the time. New paragraph. She does take nutritional supplements, a regular women's vitamin, plus some additional supplements that seem to be useful by her report. New paragraph. Today, her new paragraph, she underwent correction of her nasal septal deviation and apparently treatment with adenoidectomy. successfully. Subparagraph, unfortunately, this did not resolve her recurrent cephalgia. New paragraph. She currently describes no particular triggers for her headaches, nor any particular relief from medication or other maneuvers. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, new paragraph, her neurological examination today shows a healthy appearing, attractive young woman who is, by her father's report, just beginning to date. New paragraph. Her mental status evaluation is normal, with a preserved mood, affect, and no unusual ideation. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph. Her motor examination demonstrates normal bone tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. Sensory examination is preserved to touch, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph. Her cerebellar and extrapyramidal examination shows normal rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed testing to finger tapping tests. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers is unremarkable with no evidence of motor asymmetry in tone or underlying tremor or cog wheeling. New paragraph, her deep tendon reflexes are 2/4. They are symmetrical bilaterally, and there is no evidence of pathological or primitive reflexes found. New paragraph, ambulation is fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Longstanding history of personal and familial anxiety disorders, new paragraph, recurrent cephalgia dash symptoms of common migraine, new paragraph, previous history and findings of nasal septal deviation, adenoiditis dash treated, subparagraph, history of allergic rhinitis, new paragraph, recommendations. New paragraph, for purposes of her anxiety disorder and her strong family history of anxiety disorders, I'm ordering an MTHFR DNA polymorphism study. Subparagraph, she will be given a therapeutic challenge of L-methylfolate 15 milligrams to reduce any associated emotional reactivity associated with her anxiety symptoms. New paragraph. My migraine treatment. I am initiating her on Ubrelvy tablets, 100 milligrams, to take with the onset of her migraine headache. Subparagraph, we've discussed the mechanism as well as the potential benefit and treatment without expected side effects. With headache abortion, with suppression of recurrence. New paragraph, she will contact me if the medicine is successful and we can consider initiation of subcutaneous injection therapy with Emgality, 120 milligrams, once monthly. New paragraph. I'm also giving her a prescription for riboflavin B2 400 milligrams to take with her current nutritional supplementation for possible headache prophylaxis. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I believe this is an opportunity for her to move forward with further headache treatment and suppression and hopefully resolution of her common migraine. New paragraph. A diagnostic electroencephalogram will be ordered with her longstanding history of anxiety disorder and headaches. New paragraph. I will consider MR brain imaging as might be indicated in following her progress. New paragraph. Further laboratory testing, should her headaches not resolve with this intervention, will also be considered on follow-up. New paragraph, thank you for this pleasant and interesting referral. And then sign respectfully for my professional signature.